Paul, do you have an update on Blake Wheeler and Nathan Beaulieu today?
Yeah, they'll be fine for tomorrow.
As your group got back on the ice today, a lot of the players just kind of talking about playing a smarter game, obviously the turnovers and just not having what happened last night. So from your standpoint as coach, how did you approach the day, and was it mission accomplished as you start to move forward for Boston?
Yeah, we handled that what you get is, you know, I mean, San Jose's got a good hockey team, and the turnovers that you make become more magnified in a game that has people that can finish. So there's a bunch of things in the game that we really liked. It was good, right? How we scored our goals, the offense that we did generate in the third in a tie game, and being able to come back, and then the big one stands out with the time on the clock that it does. So it's painful off a turnover. So turnovers take a more central stage for me. It's just, you know, slowly moving your team to get really comfortable in the kind of hockey that's played at this time of year, and we're a little. I don't know that we've been behind it. I've liked, you know, I like three of our four road games. I really liked in that, maybe four of our last five going into tonight. Last night I really liked against good hockey teams, so I don't think we're that far off it. But we go in and put up eight on a team and try to do the same thing. I didn't tell you, I mean, our best of those games probably in Washington. We were really good defensively and generated enough to win. But last night I think we let that game be even where we didn't need to.
Speck asked Nick Ehlers about the difference between if that pass gets through it and Andrew Kopp one times it in and he's a hero versus looking bad on a play. How do you look at that, what a player is trying to make a play when the building is amped up after you've just tied it up and it goes the wrong way?
So you make the right play. You don't shoot every puck. There's a play that Nicky in the second period drives down with Thornton and Burns on him and curls back up and creates probably 15 feet of ice. It's just a spectacular job. He's got Kyle Connor in the slot. There's a stick in between and it gets knocked down. I want him making that play. I mean, if he makes it, you've got a guy in the slot. There's no cost to it. But we can put about three guys. There were probably three things that went wrong on that play. He gets that pass picked off. That's the one that's the most noticeable. But we have an opportunity to put it back in the net. We also have an opportunity to drive the net. And we have an opportunity not to push a play at the offensive line that didn't need to be pushed. You know, we can cut that off a little bit. But I've told them I want them to make the plays. I want them to make the right plays. So seams are good if they're there. And if they're forced, they're such a difficult thing to defend against.
We'll also talk to Connor Hellebuck, and you know, the numbers aren't the same as last year. And he'll be on the hook for that. What have you seen? Is there a difference that you're seeing in the way he's playing, or is it a byproduct of just a little bit of a looser defense?
I know. I think that he's played better as the season went on. I think he was below what are, more importantly, his expectation in the first half of the year. And I think in our block where we struggled a bit, he's played very well. Both goalies have been really, really good. So there's a defensive component to the game we're not quite as strong as in front of him right now. I think we understand part of it why. We've some pretty critical defenders missing from our blue line, but we think we can be a better defensive team in front of him.
With whatever it is, math is bad. Is there 13 left? Is that has to be the objective of your club to limit those chances, those high score, high
yeah,
high
the,
chances?
The bigger one for us would be, I mean, that last goal would be a prime example. It is very difficult to certain kinds of turnovers are so difficult to defend. Where we're good is with offensive zone puck possession and then transition off mistakes that other teams make. And we just left a lot of offensive zone puck possession time on the table and end up defending in our end for periods because we just didn't cut off plays that weren't there. They're just not there. We forced them. So that would be the big one.
But when you guys are so offensively gifted, and in this club, I think it's understood that that's where you guys.
So I would argue that you know we're an offense. We have good talent on our team, but. We would argue probably against other head coaches that would think their team is probably as gifted as we are.
That said, everybody's gifted in the National Hockey League. I appreciate that. But with the offensive mindset of some of the players in your team, is simplicity then one of the toughest things for you as a coach to combat?
Because every guy can tell you a play and show you a play where he made that play, where he toe-dragged, spit it backhand into the middle, and we knocked it down, slipped it through the seam four times, and put it in the back door. And I'll tell you what, they remember that play because they see it on TV for four straight days. But that just that event... The opportunity for that event just doesn't present itself very often this time of year, and I like the confidence and I like the courage it takes to make that play, but time and place, make the right play.
Just expanding on that, so how are you seeing teams defend you differently than what?
Well, I don't know that now they defend us differently, Sarah, that the teams defend differently this time of year, right? So you're hitting teams that are either on a roll, then usually they're on a roll because they're playing really well at both ends. They're playing well defensively, or you're in that bubble team that where you play and they're fighting for every inch of ice and they have that defensive urgency. But like I said, I think in March we've been a much better team defensively. Didn't like a bunch of the things that we did last night, but we weren't in our end all night. Our goalie wasn't under siege. The last 3-4 minutes of the second period weren't very good for us, but the first 17 were really good. 16 were really good for us. So, I've liked our game from Nashville to now. Tampa's a tough night. We're not alone in that boat. They're rolling. For the most part, I like where we're going.
Nick Ehlers really wore his mistake. He said it was a stupid play. Is that important?
He's just smart, you know. Get out in front of the bus before it runs you over. It's important that they appreciate it, but what's really important, more important than that, is what's the rest of your day like then? You don't drag around all day and not prepare for tomorrow. So he was good and fast on the ice today. He knows it was a play he'd like to have back. Their line had a few of those last night, and they're all aware of it, and they'll be better tomorrow.
Just on the three, is there anything new on the 3D that are
nothing away? At all. You didn't even need the mic for that, really. You could have just, yeah, could have cut you off there.